covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, back on a Wednesday, my guest continues to be Bob Delaney, who is with the Michigan Department of the DEQ. I'll just say that. How about that? The Department of Environmental Quality. You've been there since, 1979? What is your job title, Bob?
I'm what's called an environmental quality specialist.
So you've traveled the state. You've tested for contamination in a variety of places for a variety of things over this many years.
Right. Most of my work in the last 20 years has been on Defense Department sites.
So DOD, that's why you're at Wordsmith, for example.
Exactly.
All right. So DOD sites. But let's go back to the story. Now, we're not just saying there's a direct correlation or a connect the dots here between these PFCs and PFOAs and autism. However, you saw enough evidence to say, here's a cluster of autism, here's a cluster of this issue, and it correlates with an area that's been contaminated by PFCs. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that was about the first basic analysis that we did, that we looked at.
And so it affected you directly because of your family, your son.
Right. And I just realized, boy, we're not regulating this set of chemicals at all. It's just going out there, and it's we're not addressing them. And so, I did things like wrote stuff for the web to try and get a conversation going about autism and these chemicals and stuff like that. Not because I knew that was the case, but I wanted people to really know their business to go in and look at it.
So let me back up one step then, because what I want to know is, where did it start? How did you come to say, we need to look at these chemicals that that they're used in Scotchgard and carpeting and manufacturing for a variety of things to resist stain in water. We know it's been used in this AFFF firefighting foam. It's ubiquitous. I mean, it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's in consumer products. It's in DOD products. Why did you decide, maybe we need to look at this stuff?
Well, it's just I work with the Defense Department. That's my primary job. I'm Defense and State Memorandum of Agreement Coordinator. Big title. But anyway, I work with the various bases around the state with their environmental problems. And because of that, I go to a lot of national meetings and national trainings that DOD puts on. Well, DOD, they had a group looking at emerging contaminants. And anyway, that's where I learned about these chemicals, was from a training that I went to. They were talking about firefighting foam and this set of chemicals.
What year do you think that might have been?
That was 2010. March of 2010.
So 7 years ago.
Yeah. And that's when I got started on this. And it just so happened that we were finally agreed to a cleanup at a firefighting area. And as they were digging up, they found this black soil, and we didn't know anything about it.
Right.
So I told my consultant, he just called me, hey, this is black soil. And I said, all right, sample it for a whole suite of chemicals, all the stuff you might find. And by the way, see if you can find a lab that does these PFCs, because I hear that they're out there. And I didn't think they would be there, because these are essentially soaps. They're called surfactants. So I thought it'd be all washed away, but it came back really high. And so I started doing the research on it, because I had to deal with the Air Force to try and get it solved.
And since that time, we found that these chemical chains are almost indestructible. They are not naturally occurring at all. Let me be clear about that, correct? They're man-made only. They've been used in a variety of products, like I said, for Scotchgard, for pizza boxes, for carpeting, for anything that wants to resist stains or water. And of course, Teflon's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So nonstick pans and cookware. And then of course, this firefighting foam. So basically, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, based on what you just told me, you had this conference in 2010. How long do you think the military has known about the health concerns for these compounds?
Actually, I don't think they wouldn't have been super aware. In fact, I never heard anybody talking about, these are really dangerous or bad. They just, what they do is they look and see what EPA is looking at. They look what the states are looking at. They look at their inventory and try and figure out what in the future is going to cause us an environmental liability. And then they'll try and manage that. So they really weren't putting a lot of emphasis on AFFF, because the thought was that 3M was going, or these manufacturers were going to different chemicals.
Well, 3M did discontinue in 2002. They stopped making them altogether because they had come to the conclusion by 2002 that they should not continue. DuPont, however, decided to go build their own plant after that, but after they couldn't get it from 3M any further, they went and created their own plant. But I we'll get back to that in a bit. I want to go to the report that you co-authored in 2012 after doing research at Wordsmith Air Force Base. and you found heavy contamination into the ensemble. In fact, my understanding is it was a fight to the finish with the Michigan Department of Public Health about whether or not to put signs along the Ensemble River about consumption of fish right in that area next to Wordsmith. Now, those signs are there, do not eat the fish, but I understand the Michigan Department of Public Health, according to Dr. DeGrasse, fought that the whole way through.
Well, they fought over how to look at the
Let me put it this way. Would you eat the fish?
No, I wouldn't eat the fish.
Why not?
Because it's got PFCs in them, and it's got really high PFCs in them. And we've tried to tell everybody don't eat
Would you fish. Let your kids eat those fish?
Definitely not.
Your grandkids, anybody.
Right.
I mean, the recommendation from you is avoid this stuff.
Right. And I got to say, you know, he was on the end of arguing the toxicology. But when the minute we got our fish results back, and I'd done that on my own as far as, you know, I have a small amount of money. I sampled the fish, got the results back, and literally the day I got the results back, the health department slapped a do not eat advisory on the fish in the Clark's Marsh and the Ensemble River. Don't eat any fish. They've since lifted that a bit, but I've never seen the government act that fast. I mean,
but let me ask you this then. Mm-hmm. The Ensemble, they put it just directly around Wordsmith, but there's a lot of testing that's not being done. There are all vast areas of this state that haven't been tested. We haven't gotten to yet.
Mm-hmm.
Part of your recommendations here from 2012, from the piece of paper that I have here, is the testing needed to be widespread, and now, 5 years and a half later now, and it hasn't happened. Why not? We only have about 20 seconds.
Okay. Well, that is a really complicated question. It may be, I don't know. The director may have not thought that these were high risk. Because my main recommendation is get some outside experts and determine whether this is really dangerous.
Right. Get in there and look. Right. This former director, by the way, who left in December of 2015, Dan Wyance. We'll get back to that. It is a Wednesday on the Steve Gruber Show. We're going to continue to dig deeper into these PFCs, into the contamination, who might be at risk, who might be okay, what you can do about it to protect yourself potentially. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.